This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 413 for Wednesday, May 29th. I'm Phil Franz Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market was narrowly mixed Wednesday morning in choppy trade. The July contract down 40 cents at $668.30 per ton. New crop November up a dime at $690.30. Gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil did provide some spillover support, with weakness in the Canadian dollar also underpinning the futures. However, soybeans in Chicago were weaker, and that did put some spillover selling pressure on the canola market. From a chart standpoint, canola continues to trade just below major resistance, the new crop November contract holding below the psychological $700 per ton level. Manitoba's canola crop was 41% seeded in the latest weekly provincial report, with heavy rains over the past weekend causing some delays. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans pressured by good Midwestern seeding weather, the July contract down 9 cents at $12.20 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was 68% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's 5 points ahead of the five-year average and slightly above trade estimates. While conditions remain relatively favorable in many areas, the last third of intended acres could run into delays in some places, given rains in the forecast. Corn, also pressured by the good U.S. seeding pace, the July contract down 2 cents at $4.60 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 83% seeded in the latest weekly report. That's 1 point ahead of average for this time of year. Emergence came in at 58%. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed, with losses in the winter wheats and gains in spring wheat. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in July at $7.62 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 3 cents in the July contract at $7.27 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down a penny in July at $6.99 per bushel. While recent cuts to Russian wheat production did remain supportive, IDEA's U.S. futures are getting overbought, likely accounted for some of today's selling. The U.S. winter wheat crop dipped 1 point in the good to excellent category in the latest weekly report, now at 48%. Spring wheat in the U.S. was 88% planted. That's 7 points ahead of normal. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 29th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.